This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's our number three, and hopefully we will get back into this man-bear-dolphin-chicken-pig-human hybrid sort of give-me-a-pancreas.
It's alive!
Thing. Because it's really interesting, and I do want to delve into it a little bit more. The us in studio tonight is Daryl,
Chris,
and Conan.
And let's go back to the phones. Again, 855-450-FREE. We've got my other brother, Daryl, calling in from Texas. And to sort of recap here, because Daryl did call in at the end of last hour about something that we were discussing on the show last night, about Uber in certain places, governments trying to shut them down, as they've done in Austin, Texas. But other places, like Las Vegas, Nevada, apparently the law writers there are not as hard on Uber as they possibly could be. But they are telling Uber drivers, you need a business license. And I was in Vegas recently, and someone who wants to be an Uber driver said that they looked at the business license application and it asked what kind of license do you need, but apparently did not define any of the terms. So it asked, are you a sole proprietor? Are you a LLC? Are you a corporation? Are you a subcontractor? Are you a partnership? But did not really explain any of these terms, and so the person said, I just sort of...
I'm surprised this information isn't on Uber's main site, that they already haven't been hounded by this exact question.
That would be a good fact, wouldn't it?
What apparently is on the Uber site for drivers in Las Vegas is wait to find out if you like driving for Uber before you get your business license.
Except how do you do that if you're in, say, Austin, Texas, where you've got to go...
They're only talking... When you're in Las Vegas and you go to the Uber Las Vegas website about driving in Las Vegas, they're giving you information about Las Vegas, not about Austin, Texas, or any other city other than Las Vegas.
Okay.
So, Daryl.
Yes.
Please go on with your thoughts.
Like I was saying, pretty much is you would use an LLC, even as a sole proprietor, to avoid legal ramifications of getting sued. If you're in the industry, people tend to sue you for no reason because of high litigation.
Yep. And there's limited liability corporation.
Yeah,
liability.
But, yep. Like, and a sole proprietorship is just one person. Like, maybe you're running a food truck. Maybe you're you have a baseball card store and you're the only person there, or you have a couple employees. A limited partnership would be kind of like, you know, it's like you and a buddy or you and your spouse, you know, are running a business. And then the Class S and Class C corporations are higher corporations. And each level as you go up has more and more tax benefits based on what it's doing. With the sole proprietorship is you can actually do your taxes on your regular 1040 instead of, like, having all these extra forms because businesses have a separate special form that they have to file.
And I think LLC, for a lot of small business owners, and is a nice compromise before going full-blown into a S or a C Corp. You don't have to maintain a board of directors. You don't have to, you know, file your monthly or your board meeting minutes and things like that. But you still get the benefits at least of pass-through taxation. There's no dual taxation when you're dealing with an LLC. And you get that level of protection if you it's a good way of separating yourself from your business.
Yeah, I would agree. That's so kind of like, let's say you have a company where you have an LLC where you own the company and you own a couple trucks. And so some idiot you hired, you know, went through all the background checks, does something stupid and crashes the truck into somebody and gets you sued. Well, the company can get sued, but they can't sue you because they can show the company that it's due diligence, but they, you know, it's kind of like protect you from lawsuits like that.
And can't you also,
on that.
Can't a single one individual also create an LLC?
One single individual could create an LLC, a corporation, an S-corp.
Right.
Anything other than a partnership or limited partnership, because you need more than one person
for
partnership, hence the definition or the term.
Yeah.
But there I am being legalistic again by saying that words have definitions.
Again, Daryl.
You just can't let it go.
Tonight. My gosh.
Yeah, you know, I mean, if you want to be a man-bear-pig corporation, you can do that too, so.
It's probably already been taken.
Possibly. Although I don't know how the bear or the pig would go about signing the documents. Daryl, thank you for the call.
Print. It's like writing an X. You can do your hoof print.
Right, but did they actually consent? Was this a conscious bear or a conscious pig? Did they have human stem cells injected into them so that their brain became aware?
Well, that is a concern. It certainly is a concern. So I'm going to continue with this, and the crux of the matter is
the story
about creating chimera, creating embryos that are both animal and human with the intent of growing organs inside of a host animal, like a pig.
Genetically modified animals that might possibly have human rights.
Yeah, but the big question behind this is, because of the ethical considerations, the National Institute of Health has imposed a moratorium on funding these experiments. Well,
a moratorium on federal funding. Private funding can still be used for this.
Exactly.
Yeah, we all know where the good money is federal.
Well, absolutely.
They have good grants.
And federal money can flow to those companies or organizations that are favored by the federal government. So I brought this story for two different reasons. Number one, I'm a science geek, and I love hearing about this stuff, and I think that we're going to find amazing advances in health through genetics and through...
And the other one is, you just can't wait to taste human-flavored bacon.
Long pig bacon. No, the other aspect of this is that they actually accurately point out that this doesn't stop funding. This stops funding by the federal government. And the ethical question to me, and this is sort of to the libertarians and anarchists and voluntarists, is, you know, this is a free market. This is the epitome of a free market. This is doing something that somebody sees value in, and it may rub a lot of people the wrong way. Should there be a federal agency that either chokes the advancement by, you know, convincing others to divert scarce resources away from it by imposing a moratorium, which sort of implies that this is really sketchy. You know, you can't just go down this path because, heck, if it were all right, then wouldn't the federal government be behind it? That's kind of what kind of intrigued me about the whole story. I'm going to continue here. Nevertheless, a small number of researchers are pursuing the work with alternative funding. They hope the results will persuade the NIH to lift the moratorium. Quote, we're not trying to make a chimera just because we want to see some kind of monstrous creature.
We're trying to do it so that we can get stolen money, because that's where the good money comes from.
Let's let Pablo Ross continue with this quote. Reproductive.
About how he wants to use voluntary funding until he can convince some government agent to give him stolen funding.
Go ahead, continue with the story, Daryl. It's obviously you're writing it as we speak.
Well, no, you just said...
No, that was my assertion. Let's see what Pablo Ross, a reproductive biologist at the University of California, Davis. We're doing this for biomedical research. The NIH is expected to announce soon how it plans to handle requests for funding. Recently, Ross agreed to let me visit a lab. Not me, but the author of the article.
Yes.
Agreed to let me visit a lab for an unusual look at his research. During the visit, Ross demonstrated how he is trying to create a pancreas that theoretically could be transplanted into a patient with diabetes. The first step involves new generation gene editing techniques to remove the gene that pig embryos need to make a pancreas. Working under an elaborate microscope, Ross makes a small hole in the embryo's outer membrane with a laser, injects a molecule synthesized in a lab, and deletes the pancreas gene inside.
Mm. So would you say that he fired the lasers? 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. What do you think about this man-pig pancreas thing? This is Free Talk Live.
Dentist office, may I help you?
Hi, I'd like to cancel my teeth whitening appointment.
Oh, may I ask why?
I found a teeth whitener that works in 5 minutes that I can do from home.
Can I ask what it is?
It's called Power Swabs, and it whitens your teeth in 5 minutes, doesn't leave my teeth feeling sensitive, and it's a lot less expensive than visiting a dentist.
Hi, I'm John Greenhut, the CEO of Power Swabs, and if you want to whiten your teeth on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days, then try Power Swabs. There's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth and you're done. It removes stains on natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. Try Power Swabs risk-free. Dial 1-800-665-0387. That's 1-800-665-0387. I guarantee your friends and coworkers will be wowed by your new white smile. Try it risk-free and get free shipping and handling today. Dial 1-800-665-0387. That's 1-800-665-0387.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about this weird sort of thing to where somebody wants to make, well, what are you guys calling it? Chimera?
It's called chimera genetics, and it's basically mixing different organisms at the embryonic level, and in this case, this guy is trying to create a pancreas in a pig, but I mean, you can mix all kinds of combinations. It doesn't have to involve human at all.
So you could, in theory, mix what they did with where they took the spider gene and put in the goat.
Yeah,
remember
sure.
That one?
That's a chimera.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
And in mythology,
I thought it was called a spider goat.
In mythology, a chimera is a lion's body with an eagle head and a
That's a griffin.
Has a goat head.
No, there is.
That's a griffin.
I think it has like a snake tail.
We'll ask Google.
That you're describing a griffin.
No, a griffin is a lion with a
eagle wings and a snake tail.
They're all so fictitious.
Continue telling us about this new fictitious creature, pig.
It's not fictitious at all. They're actually making them.
We're still talking about the process here. So after the embryos have had their DNA edited this way, Ross creates another hole in the membrane.
Edited which way?
This is where he basically puts a small hole in an embryo's outer membrane with a laser, injects a molecule synthesized in the lab to home in on and delete the pancreas gene inside. So you've got a human embryo, you have lasered a hole in it, and you've injected a molecule that will go in and just delete the gene that would normally make a pancreas. So what he then does is he creates another hole in the membrane, and there he injects human-induced pluripotent stem cells, or IPS for short, into the pig embryos. Like human embryonic cells, IPS cells can turn into any kind of cell or tissue in the body. The researchers hope is the key word here, is that the human stem cells will take advantage of the void in the embryo to start forming a human pancreas. So in other words, all these genes are there, except this pancreas gene is missing. And what the hope is that, okay, the stem cells will see that and go, there's nothing here for a pancreas. I'll go in and I'll make myself into that. Because IPS cells could be made from any adult skin cells, any organs they form would match the patient who needs the transplant, vastly reducing the risk that the body would reject the new organ.
The big question is, because now we're just hearing about this, so I think they feel safe enough that they can actually create something that is workable. But how many years have they been working on this process? How many monstrosities have they created that they've had to throw straight into the garbage blender?
Maybe the federal government is buying those and putting it in with the chickens and feeding it to the elderly.
Hey, why waste good meat?
So we don't know if it's good meat.
I'm not going to go through this whole thing, but after they've implanted it, what they then do, and here's sort of the fail-safe that at least this guy Ross is doing, is that he waits for a few weeks and he watches these embryos. And what he's doing is he's injecting 25 embryos into each side of the animal's uterus, so he's got 50 going at a clip. He will then keep an eye on them. He's basically seeing if they turn the way he wants them to turn. And regardless, he lets them develop till the 28th day, and then they're brought out and they're dissected to see what happened inside.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people will see this headline and go, you're taking man embryos and pig embryos, and you're scrambling around DNA, so we've got man pigs walking all over the planet. That's not the case. They're doing this for a short period of time, because at that point they'll be able to tell whether they are going to start to form a new pancreas. That's the goal. But some of the things that are controversial and what they can't know is, okay, I've made this void for pancreatic genes. We're hoping that the stem cells do that.
We're hoping it forms the pancreas.
What else are the human stem cells doing to that embryo? Are they taking over other functions?
That's the case. I mean, that's a potential case, I should say, is could they start to form a brain?
And right.
Could you end up with an embryo that actually would develop into a pig slash man?
And that was the question that they were asking on the radio show that I heard discussing this earlier today. And it brought up the question of, could you have a pig with human cognition to where the pig could actually verbalize, ow, that hurts, or I'm hungry, or I want to walk on my hind legs, too.
Or maybe this is just the first step in creating a hybrid slave race to mine our gold.
I think the pig would say all pigs are equal. All animals are equal. Some.
Where's my safe space, human?
No, four legs good, two legs bad.
Oh, is it
better? But I think that's the, and I... You know, I have no idea how this research is actually going. I haven't seen it, but it sounds like they are putting in some fail safes, and they're recognize that. They're very clear, and I think Ross is quoted in here. You know, we're not trying to play God.
We're
not creating. No, and I don't believe that they are. You know, playing God is creating life out of nothing.
Out of nothing.
And I get that, and that's scary for a lot of people, but to use our scientific advances to try to cure people that need very scarce resources, livers and kidneys and things like that, with virtually zero chance of rejection by the body, that's great stuff.
Yeah, I would say interesting, and definitely we will continue the conversation, but we do have some calls on the line here. Let's go first to Conan, this is your buddy calling in from Arizona. James, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Oh, Minister Perry, you think you profess to be a believer that peace is your way, love is your guide, yet somebody called in and said they want to kick my sassafras on the air, and rather than roundly condemn them, you actually suggested, well, I hope it be consensual. Maybe we can even film it or something like that. But anyway, that's the end of my beef with you. It wouldn't be the only time you bear false witness about what and who you are on the public airwaves.
Well, if two people are going to fight one another, it should be a consensual combat. I don't want somebody being assaulted.
Sir, I didn't challenge somebody to a fight, nor have I ever seen one.
I didn't say you did challenge anybody to a fight. Somebody said they wanted to beat you up, and I said, if there's a fight, I hope it's consensual.
Yeah, thanks for having my back, Minister Peace and Love.
I think I would say that's having your back.
Right. Saying that really? I don't want you being assaulted unless you agree to combat.
Not to me, Conan, or was that Chris? I don't know which one it was.
That was Conan. And nobody's wanting you to get assaulted, James. That's why I said only if it's consensual. If there's going to be combat, it should be consensual, and then it's not assault. It's two people competing in consensual combat, you know, like MMA fighting, to where two people agree to it beforehand. This is Free Talk Live.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims. We just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you know that Bernie Sanders has come to represent the new socialist movement in America. This gives us an incredible opportunity to address his supporters in a rational, courteous, and dignified way. Fortunately for us right now, we have Roger Ver on the side of freedom, and he has laid out an incredible challenge. Adam Kokesh has agreed to meet Bernie Sanders in any city in America on any day between now and the end of the year 2016 for a friendly debate on socialism versus voluntarism, in which Bernie Sanders can choose an objective moderator. To sweeten the deal, Roger Ver, a.k.a. Bitcoin Jesus, has offered that upon completion of a three-hour debate, where hopefully nobody gets stranded on an island with the professor and Marianne, both men will have equal time in that three-hour debate, and at the conclusion, Roger Ver will donate $100,000 worth of Bitcoin to the charity of each man's choice. $50,000 apiece. Learn more about this debate and hopefully pressure Bernie into accepting. Go to bernie.freetalklive.com. That's bernie.freetalklive.com.
Question, Daryl, since you are in fact a presidential candidate for the libertarian
yes.
side of the coin, Is it the
three-sided
dice? Three-sided coin? Yeah.
The five-sided, the multi-sided dice.
Is the singular. Is the plural.
I'm saying you're one of the sides of many dice.
This guy. Kokesh is he's a good guy, well-spoken guy and all, but I think I would... But he's not running for president. You are. I mean, wouldn't it be much more advantageous for the Libertarian Party and for you and for, you know, liberty in general if you were the one to carry on the debate? And we already know that you're capable because that's all you've been doing for the past month and a half, 2 months.
I'd say probably closer to 3 or 4.
Yeah, traveling all over the states.
I'd be willing to debate Bernie. I'd be willing to debate any of the presidential candidates from party.
Maybe you should shoot this guy. And I'm thinking Bernie would be much more likely to take you on in a debate than some no-name Kokesh.
No, Bernie Sanders is probably not going to debate anybody that's not a Republican or a Democrat.
But it would be more meaningful if the competition was between two presidential candidates. Kokesh is not.
In theory.
So that's just my two cents.
I was not involved in the setting up of this offer for the $100,000 debate challenge.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm certainly willing to debate any of the presidential candidates.
What would your charity be that you would be debating for?
Either Bitcoin Not Bombs, antiwar.com, or Shire Sharing.
Okay. Just curious. I'd toss that out there.
Those are goodies.
Yeah. Those are all good charities. Is there more on this man-bear-pig thing?
Well, no, I think we've covered the key points of the argument.
Okay, then let's go to the phone.
I guess I'm done.
You said we've covered the key points of the argument, yeah, so let's go to the phones. Actually, to the Skypes. We've got Brian, I believe, calling in from California, is it, Brian?
Yeah, that's right.
You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, guys. Since I heard you guys talk about like chimeras, I wanted to call in to see if I thought it'd be a fun romp to apply the religion. I mean, the libertarian theory of rights and self-ownership.
Oh, come on.
Okay, so let me ask you: if I make a chimera with a human body and a spider brain, and it's able to breed with other humans, right?
If it would be able to breed with other humans, so we don't know if that's right.
That's the condition of the hypothetical, right?
Okay, so a human body with a spider brain, do we allow it to do anything? Or do we just shoot it in the head right when it's born?
And it can breed with other humans. Does it own itself and does it have rights?
Is it able to think?
Obviously, it has a spider brain, right?
Right.
But it's technically, since it can breed with us, it's part of our species.
I don't know that the rules of being a human are your capability of breeding.
And I think it would be a different species, would it not?
No, I think the definition of species is that it's able to breed. I'm not sure. I'm not a biologist, but I think the criteria is that it can breed within the species.
I don't know, because coyotes can breed with wolves, and they're technically different species.
I think the rule is self-awareness. Right. I don't know if the spider brain would be able to...
Okay, so the minimum standard you claim is self-awareness.
I think we're all confused as to how we would actually define a species, number one, and
I'm
whether
confused
it's cognitive.
Why somebody would put spider brain in a human.
It might happen.
it's just a condition.
No, this guy might produce...
It's completely hypothetical, but if you're going to have a hypothetical, at least have something that makes some kind of sense.
Maybe one of these pig embryos has a human brain. So it's a pig with a human brain.
But that's not Brian's hypothetical. Brian's hypothetical is a human with a spider brain.
Okay. Let Brian continue because I want to hear where this is going. Go ahead, Brian.
Your theory is so limited, though. Why do you confine me to... Why do you restrict my hypotheticals to certain things you can only deal with when you don't want to deal with hard things?
No. I'm not trying to do that, Brian.
I'm trying to figure out why somebody would do this thing that you're asking about a hypothetical. Here's the thing, Brian. When you're asking people about hypotheticals, that if this were to happen,
hypothetical though.
Hold on. You should at least deal in something that would make some kind of sense.
It does. It does. Because this
I'm going to mute you here.
No.
I'm not hanging up. Just muting so that I can get a clear thought. My question is, why would someone do this thing that you're asking about the hypothetical? If there's no legitimate reason for it, then I'm not playing your hypothetical game.
Stop, Chris. How many of these embryos is this guy putting together at a time?
Like 50.
Like 50 at a time, just to see what would happen. Yeah. Something is going to happen.
Right, but he's not putting a spider brain in a human.
That's
part of the hypothetical, and I'm trying to figure out why. At least this guy has a reason why he's doing this thing.
They don't know what the stem cells are going to do to this embryo.
But they know that they're not putting spider stem cells in a human being
to develop
a brain.
They don't know what'll happen. It might create just that formula. That might be what comes out.
None of the things that Chris said were spider.
I'm okay with the hypothetical.
Well, yeah, I am too.
Here's my question. Because we know what they're trying to do. They're trying to have a pig grow a human pancreas. Nobody is trying to have a human grow a spider brain.
Right,
so my question
might happen. It might happen.
My question is, at least we know why this person is trying to do the thing they're trying to do. My question to Brian is, why would somebody try to create a human with a spider brain?
That's not the question.
I need to know the why before I can play the hypothetical, and if I don't know the why, then I'm not playing the stupid game.
Well, I'll play the game.
Stupid prizes. I'm unmuting Brian, and you two guys can talk to him.
All right, Brian. We are going to accept your premise that for some reason, unknown to us, that...
Yeah, I don't think Daryl does.
That's okay. Daryl's not playing.
I'm not playing this round.
Right.
You can even make it an accident, for God's sakes.
Okay.
Why does your theory...
It would certainly be some kind of weird, horrible accident. I agree with that, but I'm still not playing your game.
We're going to have to mute Daryl.
First of all, my theory deals with all hypotheticals you can throw it. Okay, so that's one thing why rights and self ownership are already inferior compared to, and just the fact that you're doing everything you can though just to avoid this hypothetical just shows like you're scared of the analysis.
So who are you talking to? Because I'm the one who's trying to entertain your thoughts and understand where you're coming from.
It's more directed to Daryl because it seems like he's scared to see the. How inconsistent you guys are going
to get. No, I'm not scared to see anything.
Scared of man spiders, as any man would be.
Plus, things that make absolutely no sense are useless to me. Let's continue with this and your thoughts, possibly 855-453. This is Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day?
Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Still possibly time for you and your thoughts if you call in right now. And we've got Brian on the phone, and he's wanting to play a hypothetical game. And I've already said that because his hypothesis is based on something that is completely illogical, I will not be playing along, but Chris and Conan are going to be playing, so let's bring Brian back on. Brian, you're on. Continue your hypothetical game with Chris and Conan.
Okay, so we've bred this man spider, right?
Yep.
And I've looked up species just on Wikipedia. Species is often defined as the largest group of organisms in which two individuals are capable of reproducing fertile offspring.
Okay. Typically, so your hypothetical includes the fact that sexuality was not affected, at least on the human side of this new organism. Correct?
Yes.
They can still breed with humans. Okay.
Okay, so that's the definition of a species, but that's not the question. The question is, do we allow this man spider to breed with humans?
No, that wasn't the question. The question is, how do I apply rights and self-ownership to this thing?
Okay, then that's where I went into self-awareness, right. And you can use the Turing test to decide whether this man spider is actually capable of self-awareness and is actually his own entity, his own being.
Okay.
So you're claiming self-awareness is the standard, right? So, and you're also claiming this is one of my questions, but as far as applying self-ownership and rights to self-awareness, is it the fact that every being you come across has to have self-awareness, or is it species-dependent, right? So if one or many of the species has self-awareness, does that give rights to the entire species?
I'm not.
Because obviously some humans probably aren't self-aware because maybe they're somewhat brain dead. Do they lose their rights once you're brain dead?
In some cases, they absolutely do. Yeah. I'm not questioning. You're jumping to a conclusion that because rights or whatever, and all I'm doing is saying that the more we understand about the situation, the better I could make my own personal decision. And that's not saying that everything that is cognizant must have equal rights, or if it is doesn't possess awareness, then it's automatically, you know, meat for my table.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to better understand. That's what I would do. I would try to gather all the possible facts before I came to some conclusion. And I think
you're believing in something and you're having trouble. I'm just trying to find out what the actual criteria is for self-ownership, some objective criteria. Because if you can't provide it, seems to me it's almost arbitrary, right? Well, so what if, let me ask you this. Let me change the hypothetical, right? What if, obviously, you claim monkeys don't have self-awareness, right? They don't have rights.
I haven't claimed anything.
Do you think that?
I don't think that.
I've never met every monkey.
Okay, what about pigs? They're pretty smart.
They're pretty smart. Birds.
So are dogs and cats.
Right.
Did you eat any pigs today?
I had a pork chop. It was
okay.
Delicious.
Do you think they're self-aware?
Not that one. Not when I ate it.
not when you. It's because it was killed already. Does that make it all right?
I don't know.
I didn't know
the pig beforehand.
It's kind of. So if I kill somebody and eat him, does that make it okay? Because he's dead.
I don't know. I don't know if there's, it's certainly taboo in our culture to eat long pig, but here's what I'm going to ask you. Are you lumping me because I'm on a particular radio show with the opinions that you've made of everybody else who's on this radio show?
I'm assuming that all you three believe in rights and self-ownership.
Well,
libertarian theory, right?
I do believe in rights. And let me put it this way. I believe that there are certain things that are part of the human condition that from me being born, then there's certain things that I am capable of. And
okay, so it's species dependent, right? Not really self-awareness.
No, I'm just saying me as a human, there are certain things that are part of the human condition that seem to be endowed upon me. Whether that's by a creator?
Are you talking about self-ownership and rights?
I think I have a right to defend myself. Let's use a specific example. I have a right to defend myself.
I've asked this before. What does it mean to have a right and not the ability to do so? Right.
Well,
if I tie you down, make you my slave, and, like, rape you.
What is it with you and this weird rape fantasy, Brian? I'm going to get rid of it. No, well, we've got another call. Okay, well, we'll continue, Brian.
Yeah,
Thank you. Call
back another night and just stop with the weird fantasies.
Let me take his question to Chris. All right, so what is the difference between having a right to defend yourself and the right to just do whatever the hell I want to do?
That's not his question. His question is the difference between a right and an ability. If I were to chop off Chris's hands and chop off Chris's feet and say, you have the right to feed yourself and you have the right to clothe yourself,
I no longer have
but
that
you
ability
no longer
you
have the ability. So his question is, what's the difference between a right and an ability? But he always goes with this weird rape fantasy, and it makes no sense. I don't know why he's infatuated with raping people. Let's go to the phones. We've got Bob in Baltimore. Bob, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
You know, don't feel like you're alone. I don't know what the odds are, but during the past year, I've been privy to being on hold to listen to the rape thing. From the same guy. I mean, what are the odds?
Oh, I feel for you.
Well, with odds like that, Bob, you should probably buy some lotto tickets.
Wow. I mean, it's creepy. Anyway, this whole conversation about the interspecies breeding, boy, it's one that you can't miss any part of it. You know, I've been doing a number of things tonight. I've had to step away, and I come back, and I catch bits and pieces. And boy, it just took leaps and bounds from, you know, basically a science where you would build organs and then to spider brains and between the bugs and people. Anyway, like I said, it's a slippery slope and you got to hear the whole thing. So I'm going to download it and listen to it. But you had me laughing with the why. You know, from my career, and especially the lawyers will know this, you never want to ask the question why to someone on the witness stand, because you like to know the answer before you ask the question. You don't want to ask a question that you don't know what the answer is going to be.
Mm-hmm. You know what you're going to get.
Just like in a criminal case, you know, motive, it's nice to have, but, you know, it's not really necessary. The who, what, when, and where, you know, they're important. The why, you know, it's always a funny thing. You know, I would tell you this, you know, man is, you know, at his base level, a depraved being, or certainly can lean in that direction. We all know that. So, you know, you had me laughing with the why thing. And let me leave you with one maxim of law to ponder. If I recall it correctly, it goes like this. To whom nothing is base, nothing is ever sufficient.
Nice.
So ponder that, and I'll talk to you guys later. Have a good night.
Thanks, Bob, thank you very much for the call. And, well, we're almost out of time. We've got about 2 minutes to kill. So I've got an interesting story here that we'll touch on. There was an Ivy League economist who was doing math on an airline. The passenger sitting next to him was confused and a little concerned about these weird markings on the paper that she did not understand. And so she wrote a note on a scratch piece of paper, handed it to
on a napkin,
the flight attendant. And the flight attendant went up and said something to the pilot, and they're sitting at the runway, or they're on the tarmac, and they're sitting there, and they're sitting there, and they're sitting there. And then they come back, and the flight attendant asked the math professor to get off the plane, and he's like, what? And then he went and had a very nice long chat with some TSA agents.
Did he have dark skin?
I was going to ask, was he a white fellow, or was he of a certain ethnicity?
He's Arabic.
Did he have an accent? Yes, there you go.
And he was also speaking Arabic on the telephone to his uncle. And, yeah, the lady got concerned because she heard this guy speaking a language that she did not understand, and she didn't recognize the scribblings on his papers. He was doing advanced math.
Okay. Now, what would you have done, Daryl? How would you have handled this situation? You're sitting right next, because you've been traveling a lot.
Okay, here's what I do. When I get on the airplane, I turn on the air vent so it blows on me nice and cool.
Oh,
I put on my
it.
Sunglasses, and then I fall asleep.
Yeah, I'm big on that.
That's what I do on airplanes.
I would have
and
gone.
And then generally I warn the person next to me, hey, I've been told I talk, so if I'm talking to you while I'm asleep, yeah, I'm not actually talking to you.
Go ask the guy what he's doing. Just go ask him.
Or just mind your own business. Hey, this is Free Talk Live. We're out of time for tonight. We'll be back tomorrow.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Could you use up to $35,000? No need to shop around for loans anymore. LoanUS.com is a convenient online way to connect with a lender based on your unique background and provide you a loan of up to $35,000. And LoanUS.com works with lenders in all 50 states. Use the loan to pay for emergency expenses, medical bills, debt consolidation, home improvement, large purchases, and even taxes.
LoanUS.com connects you with lenders but is not a lender or a broker and does not make lending or credit decisions. Loans may not be available for residents of some states. APR, loan term, loan amount, and other loan details may vary. See LoanUS.com for details.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.